AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Travelers can expect a very crowded Thanksgiving holiday. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us what to keep in mind.
Getting out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, you are not alone, says Aixa Diaz with AAA.
AAA is projecting another record holiday. You have to remember, Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday.
She says they expect 6 million people to fly, but millions more will stick with trains, buses, and cars, especially after the government shut down through air travel into chaos.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle, and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
AAA says the good news for drivers, the national average for gas last year was $3.06 for regular, and that hasn't really changed. Happy travels. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump will pardon two turkeys and then fly to his private Florida resort today to celebrate Thanksgiving. Waddle and Gobble were spared from the dinner table and enjoyed luxury hotel accommodations ahead of their White House visit. The turkey pardon has been a presidential tradition dating back years. In France, the Paris prosecutor announced four more arrests today in connection with a stunning heist at the Louvre Museum in October by a gang that made off with $102 million worth of jewels. Hamas says it will return the body of an Israeli hostage today. This is part of last month's fragile ceasefire that has held despite Israeli strikes on Gaza and mutual accusations of violations. U.S. stock indexes are drifting following mixed profit reports from big companies and updates on the economy that appeared to keep alive hopes for another interest rate cut next month. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that a book written by now Vice President J.D. Vance has been used in an unusual way.
Vice President J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, has a storied history as a New York Times bestseller and as a Ron Howard-directed movie. Now its latest role, secretly transporting drugs into an Ohio prison. Court documents say the book was one of three items whose pages 30-year-old Austin Siebert soaked in narcotics and shipped to the Grafton Correctional Institution, disguised as Amazon orders. None of the conspirators seem to realize that a central theme of Hillbilly Elegy is the impacts of narcotics addiction on Vance's family and on society. Siebert was sentenced last week to more than a decade in prison for his role in the scheme. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.